Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Fabulous and Female. I'm Helen Corsi Cadmore, an award-winning business growth specialist, coach and consultant, and a mum to twin girls. My podcast is about having honest conversations with busy, ambitious females about growing your business to have a better balanced life and, of course, avoiding burnout. If you enjoy this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a review. Hello and welcome to another episode of my wonderful, fabulous and female podcast. Today, I am delighted to be joined by the lovely Emma Perries. Emma, aka the digital mother, is a social media marketing expert who specializes in Instagram and LinkedIn. I love this bit. A former ITV Good Morning Britain reporter and producer, she has worked with words, pictures and content for 20 years before turning her skills into the world of marketing. Emma runs the Digital Mother Club, a monthly membership that helps females, solopreneurs, nail their social media marketing or does do one-to-one work with business leaders to create their own social media strategy. So that's the very business introduction bio. Lovely Emma, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. I would love to know a little bit more about Emma Perries. Personally, what do you love? Tell me a bit more about you.
What do I love? I love the sunshine.
Oh, yes.
And I love the beach.
Yes.
And I love big cups of tea. Can I have a cup of tea?
How big?
Have to have at least this size.
Yeah.
You know, just when you get one of those silly little
pathetic.
Like, what's the point?
I know. Although my husband's nan, who we're still living with at the moment, we've still not moved into our house, so we're residing there, will only drink out of a cup and saucer.
My nan was the same. When we
used to
go to Nan's house, it'd be like, I'll have a mug.
Yeah.
I'll get you the bone china.
You. You special one out of the cupboard.
I'd be like, well, I have to have four of those.
How do you take your tea?
Oh, I'm builders. Definitely builders. Quite strong, bit of milk.
Nice.
Enough, though, thank you.
Yeah, no sugars. Amazing. So how often do you manage to get out in the sunshine, get to the beach, do all those outdoor things you love?
So I'm in Southwest London, so I don't get to the beach very often, but I am a Devon girl. So I was brought up near the beach.
I forget that.
And live like 5 minutes from the beach. So everyone's always said, don't you want to move back to Devon? And I'm like, no. But because I've got the best of both worlds, so I'm actually off there this weekend. So actually
amazing.
I get there more often than most people that live in Southwest London. So and I tell you the truth, actually, I say the beach, but you know, it's water that's my thing.
Okay, like, yeah.
So I'm very close to the river here. I'm 10 minutes from the river. So every time it is sunny, I have got a bit of a thing. It's like, as soon as the sun's out, I'm like, gotta get out.
Me too.
And then if it's sunny, I've also got to get to the water. Like, it's definitely the thing that kind
it's the calling.
It is definitely calling. So yeah, which is kind of why I would only live in Kingston, like as far as I went. I was like, I need to be near the water.
Yeah.
So so that's my thing. So when I'm here, I can go to the water every day if I want to. I probably don't, but at least three times a week.
Yeah.
And then probably down to Devon and the beach.
Lush.
Once every month. Now we'd speak in half terms because we've got kids.
Yeah, because we've got kids, I know. So, do you know what? I dropped my daughters off this morning. They said, oh, because they're going to wrap around, and they said, oh, are they coming in half term? And I was like, they've only just come back from Christmas. What? She's like, yes, it's early this year. And I was like, right, okay, I'll just add that to my diary. Didn't even think.
I know, I was just sorting out one of my clubs for February, and I was like, oh my goodness, it falls in half term already. I feel like I've only just got back
I know. And interestingly, so just before we came live, saying how are you, I'm seeing you for a while, you know, and you're like, oh yeah, I had a really nice quiet new year and it was just what you needed. So what is it you needed about that quiet new year?
So you know, it's just I'm a single mum. I run my own business. I've got two kids. I do see their dad, but you know, quite a lot of it is on me. So, you know, I'm always juggling all the balls, and I don't know any family, so I don't have any real support network like that. So, you know, I'm not getting the violin out, but you know,
It's life.
it's hard life.
It is, yeah.
It's a juggle. So, and I think I can quite easily get my head in too much stuff, say yes to too much stuff, or even just, I'm just, you know, there's just a lot. So I think when it, you know, we all know what December's like. So it just got to that stage, and I didn't feel it. I felt really good going into it, but I definitely was like, actually, I was faced with a week on my own through different sort of personal circumstances. So I had a wonderful week with my kids and my parents for Christmas, and then I came back, and what I was supposed to be doing for the week wasn't going to happen.
Right, okay.
I suddenly went, oh, can I
Oh.
do this on my own? Oh, I don't
Oh.
know. But then I went, do you know what, Emma? I really think you need to A, try and tackle it on your own, but B, just need to be at home, rest, eat healthily, go for those walks, go to the river, get some
Yeah.
sleep, and watch some telly, because I never get
Oh.
to do that.
Yeah.
And do you know what, the week went so quick, and I did all those
Did
things. And then I started talking to loads of other mums. How was your Christmas? How'd you do, you know, when you get back?
it?
Oh, but it was
Yeah.
so
Something
busy. I
similar.
had this people in my house and that people in. Oh, and I just feel like I'm burnt out. And I was
Yeah.
like, and I felt actually,
Oh,
I was like,
brilliant.
you know what? And
Did
I
you just say you
understand
feel really smug? Say
that.
that out loud. I feel really silly good.
You know what? And it's weird, isn't it? Now I can feel guilty about being a single mother because actually, I love that part of being a single mum. Now I'm 6 years in and I can get my head around it. Is I get some time to be me,
It's
and I can
so
do. You know, and
important.
I can do what I want with that. And that week, I didn't necessarily choose it, but then I made a choice to rest and recuperate. And I've gone into January
Excellent.
and I still feel really good.
Yeah,
I didn't
brilliant.
go a bit, you know.
Yeah, and you listened. I think top tip for anyone out there that's possibly thinking the same as them is listen to your bloody body. Listen to it. And if you want to just sit down and watch TV for a bit, do it. Sometimes you just need to listen to our bodies a bit more. Thank you so much for sharing that because I think a lot of people will relate to that. And also, I just want to say this. Single parents are incredible. I think anyone that's got children, working or not working, and actually being are incredible, but being a single mum or father or whatever is incredible. And I don't think we give, I say we, because I'm not a single parent, but you give our give yourselves enough credit. It's bloody hard. It is bloody hard. Like my
And
husband
but
is
nobody
away
gets
quite a
it
bit.
until you're in that situation, you know. And I wouldn't
Exactly.
expect anyone to understand or get it because until you've been there, you know, we're all in different boats, aren't we? And nobody understands your picture until you're shoved in the same situation.
Exactly.
So,
But
I'm just going to say something on that as well. It's like, I think for me as well, because I'm, you know, high achiever, I always got. I'm an extrovert. I always felt like I needed to be out and seeing people, and I always wanted to be busy, and that's what I thought the excitement came from. And I think after that week on my own, which I did think, oh, is this going to be a challenge? I suddenly went, I know I choose my words not always correctly, but I was like, do you know what? I think I need to be a bit more boring because actually, that
Oh.
boring has made me feel amazing.
Made you feel amazing.
I'm like,
What?
okay, maybe I don't need
Meaning.
to be tapping into the let's go for that and let's do this. I just need to
No.
be like, oh, actually, this
Just
feels
need to be a bit calm sometimes. Yeah.
like.
Or boring, whatever word you want to
Exactly.
associate with it. Yeah. But how different, like you just said then, how different has that made you feel going into a new year, which can be a lot of pressure for some people. There's so much noise. January does my head in for all the do this, do this, do this, lose weight, go book a holiday, It's another month. Okay, it is a start of a new year, but it's just another month. So let's just go into it how you want to go into it.
But I think, you know, if you're tired, you can't think properly. If you're, you know, I mean, I think for me, tiredness is everything because it
Oh
doesn't
God,
allow you to make the decisions you want to make, your choices.
No.
Like you're just fuzzy, aren't you? And
Yeah, you really are.
you then can't think positively, so then you can't even talk yourself. You know, it's just it's massive, I think, the
Yeah,
tiredness.
it
And we
is.
can't
It's a ripple
say.
effect, isn't it? It is.
So I think for me, it's just, and it's allowed me to realize that, so I can be like, actually, do you know what? I do need to get a bit more sleep, and I do need to do live life a bit more like that, and
amazing,
you know,
and just do those things and make you feel a little bit more boring sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's okay. So if anyone's listening, take a
be
leaf
more boring.
Out of Emma. And maybe just be a bit more boring sometimes. I'm with you on that. I'm absolutely with you on that. Okay, right. So let's go back. So ITV, Good Morning Britain, reporter and producer. That's quite a big thing.
I was like listening to that going, oh, she sounds quite impressive, doesn't
she?
That's
really good, yeah. Who is this? So what was that like?
Oh, it was, you know, it wasn't a job, really. I mean, it was, obviously, but, you know, I trained as a broadcast journalist and I worked my way through radio, and that was kind of my end destination. That was my goal, to make it to national, and I wanted to be on the telly, basically. So, and that's what I went as a reporter. And then as I was there, you know, I did do a lot of on-screen stuff. I read the news, but then I think you kind of had to make a decision whether you were on screen or off screen.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kids came along, and to be honest, I didn't, you know, I'd rather be at home for the kids and off all around the country. You know, it's just a decision that had to be made. So then I went behind the scenes doing news editing and producing and everything. I mean, it's hard work. Like, I was doing night shifts from 7:30 at night till 9:30 in the morning when I was news editor.
Flippin' heck.
So it's, you know, not faint-hearted.
It's
and
not.
Actually, as the night goes on, as you get more and more busier, and, you know, you're on air at 6 in the morning, so that's when you have to be on top of your game and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, it's really exciting, but comes a lot of pressure.
Yeah. What have you taken from that experience, though, that, you know, you had to be on your A game, or, you know, at 6 o'clock, so 6, 6:30 when you're reading? What have you taken from that situation now into what you do now, if anything?
It definitely, and I sort of question this. I don't know if it's me or whether I learnt to be like this, but I definitely thrive off a deadline.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I was on a 12, sometimes 14-hour shift, and my day would be like, you know, here's the beginning, this is what we're working to. But then I went home and that it was kind of done, because obviously the day's usually done. So I really thrive off of that sort of deadline thing. And I'm trying to decide if this is a negative of mine or a positive of mine. So I tie myself up, not sometimes going, why do you leave everything to the last minute? You know, actually, that's how I work really
that's
well.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to make it a sort of superpower and understand that's how I work, but I still have to plan for that, which is what
I get it. Yeah.
Struggle with that a little bit. So, but yeah, I think, you know, I either learned to be like that, or that is just what I'm good at, is thriving under pressure and getting the shit done.
It's then, interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because just to interrupt there. It says, it's interesting because we feel we have to be a certain way, but actually, if you do work best in that situation, then let's bloody lean into it and do it that way. I'm very similar, actually. Yeah. I like... The closer and closer something comes, I'm like, oh, okay, should I start doing
you
it now?
Get it done, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, should I start, or should I literally push it a bit more? Because actually I work very much under pressure as well, which isn't great for other people, but actually for me it kind of works. So I love the fact that
What I'm also rubbish at is leaving that time to do it at the last minute. So whereas I'm like, okay. But now my brain is going, come on, this is how you work well. So actually...
Yeah.
And I did do it today. So it's like almost, I'm like, right, I've got a presentation next Tuesday. I'm sure everybody thinks I've already written it. I haven't. But do you know what? I don't need to. I could go in there and do it tomorrow without writing anything down. But I know you need to be slightly more.
as being a bit more slick, I guess. And
But I'm going to do it on Monday because I know I can. But actually, I've just blocked that time out. So instead of it being 10 o'clock at night for tomorrow, make it part of my working day on Monday, so then I can have a good night's sleep. And so so actually it's not seeing it as a negative, it's seeing it as positive, but then planning for that, I guess, is what I've really learned very, very recently, that I just need to God, I am who I am, aren't I? I can't.
Yeah.
I think I want it. I was trying to change that part of me and go, come on, you need to be more organized and you do it then. And I don't think I am ever going to change that part of me. So actually, I need to lean into
Yeah.
what
What
works.
works for you? And I always say this, what works for you is like what works for
Yeah.
me possibly won't work for you because we're very different.
Understanding what bit of it didn't work. So it was like it wasn't working.
Yeah.
I was leaving it till the day before, but not allowing time for that. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now, obviously, you've left the sort of reporter, producer world, and you run the Digital Mother Club. Let's talk about that because that just sounds fab. I just love it.
So I love it too. It was only launched beginning of last year sometime. It had been an idea for a couple of years and I did it in my own way and did not launch it because I thought everything had to be perfect. Oh, I haven't done that. I haven't done that. I can't launch yet. And it was probably you that were like, come on, just get on with it and launch it. So it was like, and actually, anybody that has got an idea and thinks it all needs to be perfect, it really doesn't. Like,
No.
it's launched and it's still not perfect. We're 7 months in, but actually, do you know what? I might think it's not perfect, but all my people do think it's great. My biggest achievement is I think I've only had one person leave in the year.
That's amazing.
And that was actually through per you know, it was just circumstance really.
Yeah.
So I could almost have 100% retention rate. That is, and I know people love it, and that.
Yeah.
So it's just a really positive thing for me to know that I'm giving somebody what they need. And it's just fun. I love it. We just have two Zoom calls a month. Like this morning, it was the club. I taught everybody how to do a specific reel. I taught what needed to be done, what needs to be done, da, 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 da. And we like step by step, then they did it. And I'm focusing more on challenges now, like literally going, come on, let's do
Yeah, excellent. You
and
know
then
me,
like,
action taker.
yeah, and then
Let's
it's
get it
like,
done.
and then we've all done a reel, and we've all shared it with each other and egged each other
Awesome.
on. And yeah, so it's just
Yeah.
really nice. The accountability, the teaching, the community. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
been brilliant.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And people in that Digital Mother Club then, so the membership, is it people that have got their own business or is it people that it is just people who've got their own business? Yeah, okay.
Everybody is a female solopreneur like
Yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Wear
Brilliant.
every single hat.
Yeah.
Not really sure how to make their social media marketing work for them. Knows they need to be doing it, but actually, it's always at the bottom of the pile. So how do I make it come to not the top of the pile, but how do I just make it fit in?
Yeah.
How can I learn how to do it, but for that accountability, really? And yeah, so it's yeah.
Do you feel that it's also good for you? So as a business owner, as a solopreneur, what does having that membership actually do for you?
It gives me confidence that I'm an expert because they all make me feel like an expert. It allows me to constantly be talking to people that need my expertise and understanding what they need.
Yes,
So,
yeah,
in
okay.
marketing, we talk a lot about positioning and writing for your audience and what problems do they solve. It's really hard to know that if you don't talk to your people.
Yeah.
So actually, I'm constantly, so from this morning, just from different things that were said, it's like, oh, well, that can be next month's content then. Or I can post that on social because they've said that. Or,
Yeah.
it's for me, and that's what me marketing and content is about. It's just listening and being aware and, taking things and running with it. But
Yeah.
it also makes me do stuff. I made a video
Yeah.
this morning because I was showing
As
them what to do
you've
and I
shown me.
posted it.
And that's the
You
thing,
know,
like,
and then and
yeah.
tomorrow I'll be like, oh, in the Digital Mother Club yesterday, I showed everyone how to make a reel. So I'm promoting the club and doing some of my own content. So, it's just that
It's the
constant.
win-win, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, I've been a bit generalistic here, but some people might think that when you start a membership, it's all about the members in the membership. But actually, like it's especially for me as well, it makes me feel bloody amazing. And I get so much from it. I get the accountability. And like you said, it makes me think of difference. Obviously, I'm not in the digital marketing space, but doing things to help myself. And that's something that I don't know if you would agree in, but we as female entrepreneurs, self-employed, work by ourselves generally, we forget that we need.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm part of the community. I'm leading it, I guess, but I feel like I'm part of it rather than leading it almost.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is nice to have my little tribe around me.
Yeah.
Just going back to like that deadline driven thing for me, you know, I never launched it because it never felt right. But now I've done it, I've got to do it every month.
Yeah.
Twice a month. And I've got to, you know, so it's like they're almost holding me accountable and they're making me, because I'll do it for them, you know, I'll make it work. So it's it does definitely almost work both ways. It's not just, you know, they're keeping me in check as much as
exactly
I am with them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, and it's made me think, actually, I'm going to say to my membership, because I don't ever say this to the guys in mine, that, you know, I'm doing this for me as much as you. So keep me accountable as well, you know, keep using me and asking me stuff, because it does help to grow and, you know, maintain that level of excitement. But, well, yeah, it's a joy in your business, isn't it?
Yeah. It's hard when you ask people, because I think people are still, I don't know what the right word is, whether it's scared or, you know, I think sometimes they still don't know what they want.
Yeah,
or need. So I think it is you as the expert to pull it. So it's taking, sometimes, and again, we ask to, on social, it's about like, ask your audience and see what they need. And sometimes you can, and you'll just get this,
yeah.
There's no engagement. And then was like, oh, and then you run a mile. But actually, sometimes people don't know what they need. So it's how can you talk about a subject and find out what people need without actually asking very specific question. So for me, it's like, you know, we're talking about certain things and just different things will come up and I guess it's the way my brain works, because I've been using content for so long. I just think, that's a bit.
Yeah, pulling it all together.
Mm.
So what does the social media strategy look like for business owners? How do you help people do that?
So for me, it's like a 10-point plan. Got sort of 10 different things that go into a social media strategy, and it begins with your audience and your goals, and it ends with how you analyze it, so what you would look at to know if it's working or not.
Yeah.
And then, you know, your content and your hashtags and all that are in between. So I love the word boring, don't I? Strategy always just sounds a bit like, oh.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, I'm trying to dream up a different word. But essentially, it's just a
guide, isn't it? Or it's like an action plan.
By numbers. I'm like, right, if you follow 1 to 10, do this, do that, do that. And obviously within those 10 points are X more points of what you need to do. But it's a guide, to how you make this blooming thing called social media marketing work for your business, you know. And essentially, thinking about it daily here, instead of thinking about it like you would any other part of your business, you know, and planning it out and thinking about it strategically with your goals and your business in mind, is going to get results, as opposed to going, oh, what should I post today? Oh, there's a picture of a cat. You know, like, because we all do it, and we all get like,
well, I'd be a dog, but not a cat. On so the beach. It's,
but that's also fine.
Yeah.
Within your strategy.
Yeah.
But if you're
only doing
that every day, then it's, you know, and it is. Yeah.
It's so interesting, the social media world and like strategy and, what I guess you would have seen a lot of change as well in, you know, since you've been doing it. So how long have you been doing the actual social media side?
So 2017 I retrained.
Okay, so nearly nearly 7 years.
I would say that a strategy does, like, the baseline high, whatever you know, does last you almost forever. Like, it's the tactics within it, and the platform changes constantly, but obviously your business can pivot and it can change, but really the kind of who your audience are, what your message is, what you're selling, It's a tool that can last you for years.
Yeah.
I mean, I would recommend looking at it yearly to sort of tweak it, but actually, which is kind of what the club is about, is that it's then all those changes and that constantness that you need to keep going with the strategy.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. So, how do you keep up with the constant change? Like, there's so many, I feel like there's so many changes that happen. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. Don't do that anymore. Like, next week will be something else. You're like, the mind just boggles. So how do you manage all the changes?
Yeah. So for me, I'm very realistic in how I teach people. And that's my strategy is actually based on the person.
Okay.
So if I'm working with a company with a marketing team and a dedicated social media manager.
Yeah.
It would be very different than working a strategy for a solopreneur. And I'm not saying that one will work better than the other. I mean, obviously, the more you put in, the more you're going to get out of it. But if I gave a solopreneur a strategy that I would give a social media manager whose full-time job it was, well, they'd throw it out the window tomorrow because they'd be like, well, I can't do that because I don't have that amount of time.
Yeah.
So for me, it's about being really realistic and getting those small wins of growth and making the reel that, you know, you feel proud of or whatever it is, that it's baby steps. So you don't just chuck it out the window. Because actually, if you chuck it out the window today, you're not going to do anything for 6 months. But if you take little steps over the next 6 months, then in 6 months' time, you'd be like, I can do 3 posts a week now.
Yeah,
I love that. Whatever it is, it's, you know, I really try and base it around everybody's individual workload and life.
That's really, really important. And I love the fact that you do that because everybody is so different. And that was kind of one of the questions really is would you have the same strategy for somebody that's a big corporate company rather or somebody like me? Probably the baseline is going to be the same, but what you do in those elements are going to be different.
And like I said, it's always a, you know, I could tell you to post every day, but to get the same results as a big company, but I just know that's not realistic. So, you know, and you're not going to, okay, we all want those big results, don't we? But yeah, it's just, I just don't think there's any
point. Yeah. Stressing yourself out over it as well.
Exactly. I'm always, you know, I'm always very realistic and be like, you know, the more you put in, obviously, the more you're going to grow. If you do this 10 times a week and this and this and this, actually, if you only can give it this amount of time, which is also why I recommend only doing one or two platforms if you're in business. So when I trained, I learned what I call the big four. But now I specialize in Instagram and LinkedIn because I was telling everybody I only need to do one or two platforms and I was trying to do four. And I'm like, well, just because I'm a social media expert doesn't mean I've got the time to do four channels.
Yeah,
so
that's yeah. like,
and so now, and that's how I also try and keep up with all the updates because I think it's physically impossible to
master everything. It is. And that's the thing, isn't it? You're trying to do too much and then you can lead into that state of overwhelm, that burnout, because you feel like you have to be everywhere. What would you say are the big four now? Be interesting to know.
I still call the big, it is, I mean, Facebook's still the leader, Instagram, Twitter and LinkedIn. Like obviously TikTok isn't now coming up, it's going up to, you know, but they're still the big four.
I'm just thinking then, like, when is TikTok gonna take over? It's just one of those things.
I haven't looked at recent stats actually, but I mean they're definitely growing hugely. But I would, I don't know if they're on a par with like X or not yet. But I think you know it's massive. It's never going to dwindle, even though people might not agree with it. But
yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Okay, so in your sort of with your clients now, both. In your membership and your sort of business leaders, what are the main opportunities, challenges? You know, I don't like the word challenge. The main opportunities that you come up against or you see that are just not working for people at the moment. Do you have many of those?
What do you mean on a social front?
Yeah. So if maybe you've said, I don't know, you've given them a guide and said, right, this is go away and do this. And they come back and say, it's really not working.
Yeah.
Is there anything that's like, that's really obvious that I think, right, what other opportunities are there out there that I could flip with my clients?
I mean, I think the, you know, giving all the advice and telling people what to do and then still possibly not getting engagement on posts is the biggest, like,
yeah,
it makes you feel a bit rubbish and you're like, well, what can I do? And the biggest advice really is it's the consistency and it's to keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know, if I was doing it as a social media manager, I wouldn't do it once and then give up.
Yes,
yeah. Literally have to keep going. And again, like at the club this morning, someone did the reel and then I can't remember the particular point, but she said, oh, you know, and I just went, you might not get what you want the first time, because actually it's your, you know, we were experimenting with a new kind of reel and a new kind of way and like new calls to action, and none of them had done it before. And it did feel quite different. So I said, your audience might go,
yeah,
not a normal style. So actually, you might need to break them in gently. So, but
love,
you know,
that
you would never throw a marketing tactic, tool, whatever it is, out the window on the first go. Like, would you throw anything out on the first go? I've just got a new coffee machine. Oh my God, it took me 20 minutes to make the first cup of coffee. You know, I'm trying, I'm keeping going with the cup of coffee. Got it 5 minutes now. I
You're going to need another coffee.
Yeah. So it's like, I need a coffee to get the blimmin' machine working. But anyway, that's another story. So yeah, it's just like, you know, it's all about try, test and refine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know, putting it out there, testing it, refining it. Okay, maybe after the first social, what didn't I do quite right there? Or or just, and the trouble is, there's always so much going on. Like this reel we did today, was it the video? Was it the music? Was it the call to action? Was it the hook in the caption? Was it the caption? Was it the call to action in the caption? There you go, I've just given away what you need in the reel, everyone. It's like, what part of those six things?
Yeah.
Wasn't
working.
So it's like, you know, it's just constant evolvement and testing, refining and trying. And
what motivation do you give to people that feel like, oh, I just can't be bothered to keep trying all of these things all the time? Because I think that's where a lot of people get to, especially when they're in working for themselves, they're in this space, they're just like, I just can't be bothered to keep trying. So what kind of things would you say to your clients to keep going?
And again, I've seen it on social today, the Deborah Meaden quote about, if you're not shouting, I can't remember what the exact quote is, but if you're not shouting about your business, who is?
If
you're not showing up, and actually this is a real, you know, if you're not showing up on social, even if you're not hit, so 2 points to this. One point is how many numbers do you really need? How many likes and comments do you really need? Depending what you're offering metrics. And
a
lot of it is vanity metrics, which you just take personally. So actually just look at the no one's seeing 100% of your content except you.
Exactly.
And then on the second part of it is, going off on a tangent, I can't remember. Oh, the Deborah Meaden thing. It's like, so if you give up, would you take your website down tomorrow? Because you can't be bothered to update your website. You wouldn't, would you? Just leave it there.
Just leave it, yeah.
But your social, to me, is your 3D website. It's your shop front. It's your somewhere that someone can walk in and feel you and see you and hear
shop
you.
Window. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But if you haven't shown up since even last October, if I go in there and go, oh, I don't think they might have gone out of business.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Yeah. Are they okay? Like, where have they been? Yeah. What's happened? Yeah.
It's funny, you know, it's like you might just think, you know, and then you'll get loads of people coming back going, oh, sorry, I've been away for a while. No one cares about that.
No one cares.
You've been away. Just get on with it.
I want to see the nosy pictures. Where have you been? What have you been doing? Yeah. Just share them. I want to see what you've had for lunch.
So it's don't give up.
Yeah.
And actually think about what that message is sending when you've given up. It's a big learning curve for me as well. No one's going to come to you.
Nope.
You've got to go to them and you've got to put yourself under their nose. As hard as it is, and I still struggle with it, you know, it's...
And that's completely normal though, right? And I think for anyone that's listening, watching, you know, just, and it's really important. So I ask these questions and I want people to be honest, because it's normal. So if you're feeling that sometimes you're just like, okay, I've got to keep going, or I've got to go to the networking or whatever it
it's
is.
All right to have a break.
Yes.
Have a week off for New Year.
Yes. Like, you'd be a bit boring.
Be really boring, have some sleep and come back like, yes,
back all fresh. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's taking that time away, isn't it? And that's when you get that, you feel a bit revitalized, you're rejuvenated, you get those new ideas, you get that new excitement. So yeah, really, really
and
glad
also
that you
push
said
yourself
that.
out of your comfort zone a bit, because actually it doesn't always feel comfortable to me, and pushing everyone to make that real today with their faith in, which actually, do you know what, a couple of years ago I wouldn't have pushed people to do that, because I understand actually it's a skill set of mine that I found it doesn't come naturally to me, I guess, does it? I've just been doing it for a long time.
Yes, yeah.
Whereas some people just, and actually even posting that today, she went to me, I feel really sick.
Yeah.
It's okay, but the next time you do it, you don't feel quite as sick.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you get somebody that engages on it, or you get this, or you get that, or you get a sale from it, imagine that.
Can you imagine, like, if somebody actually bought something
I know,
from it?
You know, it's, and it is, it's just like little baby steps, and we can feel about it each time we do something.
Yeah. I love that. I've just recorded another podcast with about the fear of something and what it is. And it's always there just to keep us safe in it. And somebody, when you just said somebody felt sick about posting it, you know, realistically, it's only going to be seen by like a really small number of people.
And I looked at it and I was just like, you look amazing. That's great. You know, like, we're just so harsh judgment on ourselves, aren't we? Especially when it comes to what we look like.
Let's not go start.
You know,
well,
I'll obviously watch this back and go, oh no.
No. No.
But
I think we all will. We all will. And funny enough, just another podcast something about judgment on how. No, honestly, and these things come up all the time about, you know, what you feel about yourself and how much does it hold you back in your business. It's an interesting question. It can for a lot of people. I would love to know, for you to share one top tip for somebody that is thinking or just starting about just starting their social media presence in their business. What would be the one thing you would say to them?
Think about how you want to be known.
Oh, that's nice.
So, which is but essentially your personal brand.
Yeah,
so
okay.
How do you, how do you want to be seen? And I think, you know, how do you want your business to be seen? And think about that and go with that. Because actually, your first impression, or
I'm gonna
how
write that down.
how you're seen is hugely, but you can strategize and give people what you want them to see.
Love it. That's a really good one, actually, isn't it? Because especially when you're starting out, feel like you should be seen as this way, but actually it's like, don't worry about anyone else. How do you want to be seen?
Exactly.
And let's work on that and lean
because,
into that.
Because again, because I work with mainly solopreneurs, I could work with 10 accountants, 10 fitness instructors, whatever. But each of those 10 people will have something unique about them, or have a different value, or a slightly different look on something. And it's and it's you that we buy from. So actually, what is it? It might not be your fitness classes, but it might be your just the way you are with people. So actually, if you're not going to show people that, how, why would they buy from you than from somebody else? So,
love it. I've got one more question. Oh my God, three more questions actually. one more sort of related to what you do. So, how are you different, Emma, from all the other social media managers out there? What makes you stand out?
See, I can tell you what to do, but I can't say it about myself. What makes me different? I think it is. So I do make people take action. I don't just, I want to talk for a living.
Yeah.
It's all about getting paid to talk. But as I am talking, I am making people do stuff. Like, I don't, even when I hold a free webinar or a paid for thing, and again, this is a reflection of me, because I don't go back and do stuff that people tell me to do on a webinar or whatever, unless I take some sort of action within that call and then think,
there and then,
I can finish that off, or I kind of see where this is going. So that, I think that's what makes my style unique. And I think I'm quite approachable, and I think I'm realistic in I'm not going to make you post every single day.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that that's what you should be doing to grow quickly, but actually let's make it realistic for you and what your consistency means to you.
Yeah,
so you
absolutely.
Don't throw your toys out the pram tomorrow.
Yeah. And go, Emma, why isn't this working? You told me to do this. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I love that. And I love the fact, because you've talked about it already, so I know you're an action taker with your clients, because in your club, your membership this morning, you've got everyone to do something, which is really, really valuable, isn't it? Really valuable. And that's why people obviously have joined. So amazing. Right, bit of a fun question. Do you like cake? And what is your favourite cake?
Oh, I love cake.
Yes.
I just like chocolate, anything.
Oh, yes.
So I'm definitely a chocolate gâteau with extra chocolate ganache.
Oh, the ganache.
But I've like the extra.
Love it.
Because I'm from Devon, there needs to be a bit of clotted cream on there as well.
Okay.
That rarely happens, but that
I'll allow that. I'll allow it.
So,
yeah.
For my wedding cake, I did have a very traditional Victoria sponge.
Oh, can't
with
beat
cream
a Victoria
and jam
sponge.
In it.
Cannot be. It's quite underrated, the Victoria sponge, isn't it?
I see it as a bit like a cream tea, which is another
thing. Yeah. And Devon, remind me, is it cream on top or bottom?
Right, don't go there. Get me really cross.
Go on, tell me the Devon way.
Devon is Devon, and the only way. Cream on the bottom and the jam on top, because you can then get more cream and a little bit of jam.
Okay.
And it goes nicely
big cup of jar. Emma, it's been fabulous. Thank you for being so honest and sharing some tips with us. If people are interested in getting to know you a bit more, or more about your membership, or what you can offer from a social media point of view, then how do we find you?
My website's digitalmother.co.uk, and I am always around on Insta. I'm at digital.mother on there, so you can easily contact me on there. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hope you've all got lots from Emma today about being honest, being a bit boring, and taking some time for you as well. Amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Helen. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Fabulous and Female. As always, my leaving message to you is, remember to do the one thing that makes you feel fabulous. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review.